five spot with Gatos and Chad.
That's five right now.
All right, so earlier today, Maricopa County Elections Headquarters, there was a hearing, and you had the seven Maricopa County Board of Directors.
Yes.
They allowed people to come in, and if they had a complaint about the election, they were going to be heard. Okay?
Okay.
Here's one person.
The election was a sham. We would like to have a re-election, and we would like to have people there that actually know what they're doing, make sure we're not using the machines.
Okay. Here's another one.
You have personally...
Oh, that was a good shot right out of the gate.
You have personally disenfranchised voters. They have came, they have seen, and they have given up.
What is he talking about?
Because they know.
They know, Chad.
Really, your voice?
They know what is going on. And if you willingly certify this election... Look at it.
Okay. All right.
And pause.
Okay. Now, there were about 100 people there. I got to be honest with you. That's not a lot of people.
No.
Five spot. We've asked five of you to call if you want to revote. We have one phone call.
One phone call.
And listen, Gary and Mesa, we're going to take his call in a second. We're going to hear him out. But I want you to know, we have one call, not five. It shows you that most people out there don't want to revote. But let's listen to what Gary says.
All right, let's do this. Let's go with Gary and Mesa on one spot right now.
Okay.
All right, Gary, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Gary?
Hey, you know, I can't complain. I'm alive and breathing, so something's right.
That's
right.
It. That's
now,
a win.
Now, why do you want to revote?
I only want to revote just for the simple fact to put everybody to rest who's out there complaining. There's more and more reports coming up of people who were, quote unquote, disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. And I think what it really boils down to is a lot of people don't want to trust it because one of the primary candidates up for election was actually in charge of the department that was in charge of the election. And okay. So, you know, I think because Katie Hobbs was up for election, but she was also, being Secretary of State, her entire, she's kind of overseeing everything. I think a lot of people are boiling down and thinking, oh, she picked that thing so that she could win. So I just want to have a revote just to put everything to bed and just say, hey, look, it's done.
Okay.
So you don't really think that there was any untoward things that took place on that day. You just would like to have it done so you could tell everybody we did it again and the results were the same.
I would like to. The only thing I think was possibly untoward was the fact that I do think a lot of people just gave up because of the tabulation machines and having to wait because they already didn't trust the election system, that they didn't want to put it in box because they didn't think it was going to be counted again because the department in charge of that is run by one of the candidates.
Okay.
So I just want to do it. I don't think that was the fact. I don't think that's what happened. I think people want Arizona to become California, so they voted for Hobbs and a lot of Democrats, but that's beside the point. I just want it so that people will shut up and go away.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me hit a couple things. Thanks, Gary. Let me hit a couple things. First of all, there are people who voted for Katie Hobbs not because we want Arizona to become California. They didn't want Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
They didn't want chaos. They didn't want craziness. They didn't want an election denier. There were Republicans, Gary, that voted for Katie Hobbs. And there were a lot of them. Not because we want Arizona to become California.
Yeah.
Because we
don't. Trust me, we don't. Because I got robbed.
Yeah, he got robbed over the weekend in California. Nobody wants this place to become California. But
even Californians, by the way, I just want to remind everybody, they've all fled a place that they don't agree with.
Right.
Of what it's become. Everybody thinks they're all showing up here and changing everything.
No.
You might get a few of those things. But the reality is most people, they don't want to go to something like that.
Right. How did Katie Hobbs win? Republicans voted for her.
Independence.
Because they didn't like Carrie Lake and what she stood for. That's number one. Number two, Gary, you brought something up, so I'm going to have to hit you with this. Secretary of State, current Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs. Okay, what Gary was saying is, listen, she ran the elections.
Yeah.
We can't have that. All right, hold on a second. She did not run this election. That's the big misunderstanding. Let's understand what the Secretary of State does. Did she run this election? Or did the 15 county recorders and election directors run the election?
Yes.
It was the 15 county recorders and election directors who ran the election. So you ask, what did Secretary Hobbs do? She signs off on the election. She's not in there counting votes. So she was on the ballot. But yeah. She was on the ballot. How could she be on the ballot? So what? Other Secretary of States in countless elections before 2022 were also on the ballot, but we never
complained and moaned about that. Our buddy Fontes lost at one time when he was also on the ballot.
He was a county recorder.
That's also part of the big steal. There's always a conspiracy.
Yeah. So Katie Hobbs did not run this election. 15
she certifies everything.
Correct. 15 county recorders in Arizona. They're all Republicans, by the way.
Yes.
In Mojave, Republican?
So you had 2 out of 3, right?
So, again, this was 5-spot. We've got one phone call. One person called in and wanted to have a revote. And remember, down in Maricopa County Elections Headquarters today, were there thousands of people outside trying to get in and say something on the microphone?
No.
50 to 100 people. Let's put it in context.
And a vast majority of them may not even be from here.
Right. Not a big deal. Not a lot of people. I think we're all moving on from this election.